Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we talk about what it requires to walk in the anointing, I ask you to bless us today, bless the Scripture, bless it as it goes out, reveal these things to our hearts, open our hearts and our minds to the things of God. Now, Father, as the word goes out today, bless it to everyone that hears it. And Lord, I want to thank you for the Holy Ghost, which is our teacher, which is the anointing one that's in us, that teaches us how to walk in these things. And he's the one who reveals this mighty book to us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, fill us today, overflowing with the mighty power of the Holy Spirit, and give us revelation and wisdom on the Word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're talking about how to walk in the anointing that Jesus walked in, and some of the things that's required, and what he told his disciples to do. Now, today we're going to start off in Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. And it says, "And when he, Jesus, had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease." Now, Jesus gave his men that kind of power. He gave them power against unclean spirits. Who is our problem? Unclean spirits. Now, these same unclean spirits are here today, and they are our problem. I used to wonder, what is it that's causing this problem? Why do so many people on this earth have so many problems? I couldn't believe the problems that I saw everywhere, and it made no difference where you went. And I thought, is there any answer to this? I mean, there was sickness, there was disease, there was problems, there was marriages being broken up, there was people fighting against each other. I thought, what is the problem? Well, now I've read this book enough that I understand what the problem is. The problem is these unclean spirits. That's Satan and his host of demons that's here living in the invisible realm in the second heaven, that's here on this earth, that's coming against us, that's attacking our mind, putting thoughts in our minds to get us to do crazy things, to get us to do things that are wrong, to go down the wrong path, to do things that's not what we would normally do, to treat people like we would normally not treat people, to do things that we don't understand why we do them, but it's Satan and his hosts. Now, Satan and his hosts was defeated by Jesus 2,000 years ago, and he gave us, the church, all power over them. Now, to get rid of them, all you have to do is repent of your sins, walk in obedience to the Word of God, and the devil can't touch you. Then all you got to do to him is tell him where to go. You take the Word of God, you quote the promises that guarantees you have power over the devil and his demons, and you command them where to go, and you get people set free from the devil and healed, just like Jesus In Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, he called his 12 disciples. He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out. What did he do? He cast them out. And then to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. He's given us this same ability today. Now, in verse 7, he's speaking to them. He tells them, "And as you go, preach." Now, this is what you and I need to be doing. He says, "And as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give." Now, this is what we're supposed to be doing as Christians today. Now, used to, when I would first read these scriptures, I thought, how awesome this is. How awesome this is. That these men back 2,000 years ago had been given this kind of power by Jesus to get people set free. I thought how wonderful it would be if we still had that power today. And then one day I was over in the end of the book of Matthew, and I happened to be reading over in Matthew 28, and I was reading something that I had read many times, but I got a new revelation this day. I had just been reading over Matthew 10 like we were just a few moments ago. Then when I get over to Matthew 28, In verse 18, it says, "And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying," now Jesus is getting ready to go back to heaven right here. He's already died on the cross. He's been to hell. The Father didn't leave his soul in hell, but he brought him back from the dead, reinitiated him into the power that he had before, and then he made this statement. He's been walking on the earth now for 40 days in his resurrected power. And it says, Jesus said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Well, that includes the whole cosmos. That's the whole spectrum. All power is given to him. So he says, "Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." Now, that we don't have a problem with. As a rule, lots of churches believe they're supposed to go into all the world and teach the nations about Jesus, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But verse 20, he didn't stop talking. He said in verse 20, "Teach them," or the new converts, "to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world," or the end of this age. Now, teach them, the new converts, that means there's no end. Teach them, the new converts, that's from generation to generation to generation. It never ceases. Teach all the new disciples to observe all things that I have commanded you. What did he command them to do? First of all, he commanded them to love one another. He commanded them to walk in love. He commanded them to love the Father with all of their heart. He commanded them to put no other gods before him. He commanded them to purify themselves, to come out from evil. And then he said, "I have given you power, so I give the new disciples that will walk holy before me, that will open no doors to the devil. I give them power to walk free of sickness and disease, to be able to heal those that are sick, to be able to cast out devils, to be able to cleanse the lepers and raise the dead." Now that's almost too good to be true. But that's what the Word of God says. When I got a hold of this and began to walk in obedience to the Word, I began to do what the Lord said for me to do. In the last 25 years, I have seen thousands of people healed and delivered and set free. I have seen demons manifest in individuals just exactly like Jesus did whenever he confronted them in the Word of God. I've seen people scream. I've seen people jerk, shrivel up, fall on the floor. I've seen a Christian woman that looked perfectly normal walk up to you with some kind of a problem, and you reach up and put your hands on her shoulders and command that devil to come out of her. And I've seen a beautiful, quiet, gentle Christian woman go into a rage, start cussing right in church, spitting, throwing, kicking, screaming. Wow. You talk about seeing a demon do something, but you don't never let one of them beasts intimidate you. You have been given all power over them, and the Jesus in you is far bigger than that devil that's in them. All you got to do is stand your ground and walk holy before God. You can kick out them devils. You can get people set free and healed of their problems. It works. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Now then, let me take you to a scripture that's going to show you and confirm to you what's going to happen to you when you try or begin to walk in this wonderful anointing. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. I want to go there first. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, the Word of God says, "Yes, and all that will live godly lives in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." In other words, I don't want to hear that. If I'm going to strive to be perfect, to live a godly life, the last thing I want is to have to undergo persecution. But Paul told us, yes, and all, not some, but all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Now then, what happened to Jesus? As Jesus walked a godly life, they would try to literally, think about this now, here Jesus is trying to do good, preaching the word, and they go in and try to lay hands on him and take him outside to throw him over the cliff to kill him. Now, let me tell you, that's persecution. Have you been dragged out of a church lately and taken out to the edge of the cliff and to be thrown over to kill you? Most of us have not. Have you been beaten with a cat of nine tails lately? Most of us have not. So, if you haven't lived there, if you haven't suffered that kind of persecution, then get over it. Be happy. Be thankful. Pray. Thank God. Praise Him that you have what you have. Praise Him that you're able to walk or talk or see or whatever you can do. Don't grumble about the few little problems that you have. Thank Him for the workplace that you have and the work that you can do. Because the Lord says here, after he says we will suffer persecution, he says in verse 13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou have learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them, and that from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus, because that's the only way there is to salvation, is through faith in Jesus Christ. There's no other way to heaven. Then it says in verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. Now what? The man of God. The man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Think about what he just said. That the man of God. Now then, if you are a man or a woman of God, the scripture will teach you what you need to do so that the man of God may be perfect. That's what our goal is perfection. We are to walk holy and in obedience to the Word of God. We are to walk perfect so we can be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now then, if we do walk in this perfection, like Jesus was, with no sin in our life, we will be able to do the same things that Jesus did. You'll be able to heal the sick. You'll be able to cast out devils. You'll be able to see Him do great and mighty things. On your pathway to being perfect, you'll be able to see the Lord do great and mighty things by faith. Step out and start doing it and live a holy life for Christ. I'd like to invite you to call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll be happy to send you free and postpaid audio and video teachings on these subjects. Also, you can go to our web and you can get to us there at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order free audio video teachings. You can also listen to these teachings online. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.